This update brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. There will not be a contested primary election race for the state's 98th district representative, but there will be a contested race for it in the fall general election. The 98th district consists of all of Huron County and most of Sanilac County, along with parts of Lapeer and Tuscola counties. Incumbent Republican Greg Alexander of Carsonville is being challenged by newcomer Democrat April Ozentoski of Bad Axe. The two will square off during the November election. There will be a hotly contested race during the primary election in August for the 64th district representative. Democrats from Port Huron who are running are John Anter, Matthew Castillo, and Kevin Huvelman are running for the nomination. Republicans who are running for that party's nomination are Georgie Baldwin of Port Huron, Gary Eisen of St. Clair Township, Ryan Maxson of Smiths Creek, and Joseph Pavlov of Kimball Township. The 64th District covers most of St. Clair County and all of Worth Township in Sanilac County. The Croswell-Lexington School District is seeking a new Board of Education member. At the April meeting, Board of Education President Russell Nowiski, who has been a Board of Education member for about 7 years, turned in his letter of resignation, which will be effective Sunday, May 12th. In the meantime, the Board of Education has issued notices that it is seeking a candidate to join the board. A candidate must live within the Croswell-Lexington School District and be at least 18 years of age. Interested candidates need to submit a letter of interest and Board of Education applicant questionnaire to Dennis Gardner, Board of Education Vice President, Croswell-Lexington Community Schools, 5407 East Peck Road, Croswell, Michigan, 48422. For more information or a copy of the board questionnaire, call the central office at 810-679-1002. The deadline to apply is by 1 p.m. Friday, May 10th. Whoever is selected will serve on the board until the November 5th election, and they can also run as a candidate during that election. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
From sunrise to sunset and all weekend long, the Honda Pioneer 700 never quit. They're tough, capable, and available at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. First, there's the two-seater 700 equipped with a 675cc engine. It serves up a huge three-quarter ton towing capacity, while the independent front suspension gives you superior handling and all-day comfort. Step it up further with the deluxe models, featuring electric power steering, painted bodywork, and a transmission that lets you drive in automatic mode or manual with paddle shifters. Check them out at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton, and you'll find the Pioneer 700 that works for you. Then you'll see why life is better on a Honda. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seat belts and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneer are for drivers 16 years and older.
Police have arrested pro-Palestinian protesters on college campuses across the country overnight, notably at the University of California, Los Angeles. Chaotic scenes played out early Thursday as officers in riot gear at UCLA surged against a crowd of demonstrators and arrested at least 132 of them. Police removed barricades and began dismantling demonstrators' fortified encampment after hundreds of protesters defied orders to leave and formed human chains as police fired flashbangs. Yale University police arrested four people Wednesday night. Tent encampments of protesters calling on universities to stop doing business with Israel or companies they say support the war in Gaza have spread across campuses nationwide. President Joe Biden has defended the right to free speech, but says order must prevail on college campuses where pro-Palestinian protests are happening. The Democratic president says protests haven't prompted him to rethink his Middle East policies, and he opposes sending in the National Guard. Biden's comments Thursday broke days of silence as police cracked down on encampments erected to show solidarity with Gaza. Republicans have tried to turn scenes of campus unrest into a campaign cudgel against Democrats. Student protests have reached a boiling point as administrators turn to police to clear encampments. Ex-President Donald Trump has criticized Biden for not speaking out more. The campus protesters want the U.S. to cut off support for Israel. That has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. The temperature currently is 56 degrees, wind speeds from the east at 8 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 57%.